Hi again, my name is Xin Da Hu. This is my work, and today I'm going to present an optical see-through multifocal plane stereoscopic display prototype enabling nearly correct focus skills. Now in this talk, I'll present the background and the system design first, and then I'll show the results from a working prototype. As we all know, conventional stereoscopic displays create amazing illusions of 3D by rendering binocular disparity and pictorial cues. However, the viewing in conventional stereoscopic display is very different from our real-world viewing. In real-world viewing, the eye converges at the object at the same time, and the eye accommodation and convergence are coupled together. However, in conventional stereoscopic displays, the pictures are rendered from a fixed screen distance to the viewer, and however, the rendered objects are oftentimes away from the screen depth, therefore the accommodation and the convergence cues are separate. There are discrepancies between them. So there have been many studies shown that this accommodation and convergence discrepancy problem may contribute to many psychophysical problems such as distorted depth perception and artifacts, a lot of them, especially after you view the display for a very long time. And in augmented reality applications, the mismatch of focus cues between the real world scene and the virtual objects, such as in the right figure, the virtual ones are on the top and the actual ones on the bottom, so the top one does not have any focus cues, and it will give you compromise the depth perception and the realistic sense of augmentation. So this problem of conventional stereoscopic display greatly limits its applications in many demanding areas where very accurate depth perceptions are needed, such as medical training, military training applications. So there have been several technologies may potentially solve this problem, such as holographic display, volumetric display, and variant multifocal plane display. And we believe among these technologies, the multifocal plane display leverages computational power, data bandwidth, and accuracy on depth perception. And this is the technology we've been developing on. And in the multifocal plane display, a series of 2D images are rendered at different focal distances, and each of the focal plane render 3D objects near that focal distance, and all these focal planes together render a volume of 3D space. It is clear in this dual focal plane display example that it shows correct focus cues and natural out-of-focus blur for the ball in the behind, similar to the real targets. Now, one way to build a multifocal plane display is to spatially overlap multiple images at different depths, such as by stacking micro displays, or use beam splitters. The second method is use time multiplex method and to present multiple 2D images at different depths time sequentially. So the key component enabling this technology, this method is an active optical element, liquid lens, liquid crystal lens, deformed mirrors, and birefringence lens. And besides the fast active optical element, a fast micro display is also needed to be able to render multiple focal plane images flickering free. Now, the key questions in developing a multifocal plane display is how many focal planes you need and how to place them to cover a large range of 3D space. And there are some previous studies claim that a large number of focal planes is needed in a very tight space, and that is far beyond our current technology to achieve a wide range multifocal plane display. However, recently a perceptual phenomenon referred to as the depth-fused 3D perception was found by Suyama. Like in this illustration, if there are two overlapped images on two physical focal planes, the viewers can perceive them as an image with single depth. And when the luminance ratio between the two focal planes change, the perceived depth can change continuously between the two physical focal planes. And this phenomenon greatly reduces the requirement to generate a lot of focal planes. The perceived depth of the fused pixel is the weighted sum of the depths of the two focal planes. Z hat equals to W1 times Z1 plus W2 times 2Z2. And W1, W2 over here are so-called depth-weighted fusing functions. And our group has developed a systematic way to design multifocal plane displays. So the details can be found on our Optical Express paper in 2010. And based on our result, for general display applications, the optimal focal plane separation is found to be 0.6 diopters. Now, of course, for applications which requires higher image quality, a smaller dioptric spacing can be like traded with the cost of the rendering more focal planes. Based on the previous result, we decided to develop a time multiplexed multifocal plane display system, cover a large accommodation range from 0 to 3 diopters with 6 focal planes. The system has to render 3D scene at a flickering free speed. It must provide a good viewing experience, and it must should provide the optical see-through capability for augmented reality applications. The two key components we selected in this system are TI's DMD device as our high-speed micro display, and OKO-Tech's single-channel MEMS deformed mirror as the active optical element. Here shows our system schematic. The DMD is illuminated by an RGB LED. The image is relayed by this relay group and forms an intermediate image in front of the eyepiece. And the viewer sees through the eyepiece and sees the virtual image. So the deformed mirror placed at the stop of the relay group, when the optical power on it changes, the intermediate image shifts actually with respect to the eyepiece, therefore creates different depths in the virtual space. So we previously proved our concept by building a bench prototype with all off-the-shelf lenses. But with that system, the image quality is not good, and most importantly, there is no optical see-through capability. So therefore, we decided to go for a customized solution and redesign the system. Here shows the first order design of the new system. The base point of the design is that the system field view must remain constant across the accommodation range, so that there is a one-to-one pixel overlapping of the focal planes, and we believe it's necessary for depth fusing to applying depth fusing technique. So this result a double telecentric system symmetric about the deformable mirror. Since the deformed mirror only provides 1.2 diopters of defocus change, we have to magnify it to get to the accommodation range we want. And however, the larger the accommodation range, there will be a smaller exit pupil size, and that's unwanted. And the field view of the system is created with the field lens in front of the DMD. And considering optically and mechanical issues, and we decided to go for a 28 millimeter eyepiece with optical see-through capability, and it's a major design challenge. So here shows our final design layout. We designed a wedge-shaped freeform eyepiece with three freeform surfaces. This system comprises of both rotational symmetric system and freeform optics, and coupling the two of them is a great design challenge. And but with carefully designed a two-surface freeform wedge compensator, the real-world scene can pass through without a lot of degradation. And this shows the model of the two freeform lenses and the geometry of the final multifocal plane display. So this design form with freeform optics has many advantages. And the table lists the final design results for the virtual display. And we achieved 40 degrees of field of view, 6 millimeter pupil size, and the eye clearance long at 25 millimeters. We achieved MTF to be above 20% at 36 line pairs per millimeter at the DMD space, which is the cutoff frequency of the DMD. And the system is optimized for a long image distance from three diopters to infinity. And here shows the MTF plots, the performance uniformity across the field of view, and the performance uniformity across the accommodation range. The final distortion is low, and we achieved good results on the telecentricity. Here shows the we pushed the see-through field of view to be 60 degrees, and in the center 40 degrees of field of view, the MTF is above 50% at 1 arc minute resolution. Here shows the MTF plots, and it's very uniform across the 40 degrees field of view. And the reason we want to keep the distortion as low as possible, because we'd like to use it for depth perception research, and we'd like to have as small degradation to the real-world scene as possible. And we prototyped the freeform lenses with diamond turning, and the above figure shows the binocular setup of the two freeforms with OLED panels directly. And on the right one shows the actual multifocal plane setup with the freeform lens, the relay optics, and the display for the one for the right eye. This is the scene captured through our system, and it is a six focal plane scene, a 3D scene. You can see that the image has high contrast and a very low distortion. It is a continuous 3D scene rendered with six focal planes at three diopters, 2.4 diopters, 1.8, 1.2, 0.6, and optical infinity. And the images displayed on each focal plane is are shown over here. And the depth fused blending technique is used to render this continuum. Now this animation shows the images when the camera is manually focused at different distances from three diopters to infinity. The red box roughly shows where the camera is, the distance where camera is focusing at. And it is very clear that the 3D scene is smooth, and out of focus blur, the depth cues are rendered correctly. Now the optical see-through performance is also very good as designed and as expected. The target represents 40 degrees of field of view. The image contrast is very high at the image at the field of view center as well as the corner. And you can see the distortion is low, so the real-world scene can be perceived with very low distortion. Now, in conclusion, we developed an optical see-through multifocal plane display by employing the freeform lenses. The overall system achieved very good performance for virtual display as well as the see-through, and it enables correct focus cues rendering continuously across a large depth range from optical infinity to three diopters. And we believe it has great potentials for display application as well as basic vision research. There are several work in progress going on, and most importantly, would like to do user studies to better understand the role of focus cues in depth perception. And finally, I'd like to thank NSF for funding this research, and thank you very much for your attention, and I'd like to take questions.
Thank you. Is there any questions or comments?
Okay. I'll check it. I'll get it. Thank you. Were you using eye tracking to determine what distance to set the accommodative focus for your system?
No, the idea of multifocal plane display is that you do not need to track your eye accommodation. You display the six focal planes across the depths and use the depth-weighted blending to render the continuum to drive your eye accommodation continuously across the large 3D space.
Okay, I wasn't asking about tracking accommodation, but yeah. Rather convergence. How does your system know what distance to put into sharp focus? When a person's looking through there, they could fixate on anything. How does your system know which image plane to put into sharp focus?
As I just described, there is no need to track that.
But couldn't you just have one single plane that was in continuous sharp focus, like a regular
television? That will be called a very focal plane system, and it requires eye tracking of the eye accommodation continuously. And it would not be as fast as possible, and you cannot render out of focus blur at the same time.
That was really amazing.
Thank you.
I have just a newbie question for you about freeform optical design.
Okay.
So in what software package was this done, or is there a special way to trick ZMax into giving you these bizarre shapes?
We mainly use Code 5 in the freeform designs, but I believe you can also do that in other packages as well. There are several design steps, and it will be optimized using the package in the final stage.
So there's some parametric description of the surface in it?
The description of the surface right now is XY polynomial, and you can also use anamorphic A-sphere, and of course, the more degree of freedom you give it to it, and the better, and possibly better result you'll get. And
Do I understand that all six focal plane displays are on at the same time?
The six focal planes are time sequentially flashed.
So they're yeah. constantly going in sequence?
Yeah, they're constantly flashing and at a very fast speed. Your eyes won't notice it, though.
Yeah, I just wonder how the presence of images so close in time that are out of focus to your accommodative state, whether that affects the MTF of the one that you are accommodated for. They're kind of present near the same time.
I'm not sure the answer of this question.
Okay.
Okay, the last question, I think.
Thank you. I'm a collaborator with Professor Suyama and working on DFD, depth fused display.
Yeah.
As we had the presentation in Monday.
Yes, I listened to that. Yeah.
So you must be careful, but the DFD, depth fusion is successful under a limited gap. So the first question, and the main point is the viewing point, viewing distance and the gap must be prepared to successful fusion.
Yeah.
We can discuss later.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.